fucking Canadians. They're the biggest problem in America. Taking all of our fucking jobs, pronouncing those O's long. Jesus.
What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Saturday nights are where you come to get your spirit broken on What the Fuck. I am Josh Hadley. With me, already having had her spirit broken, is the cat.
Hello, everyone.
And then there's Charlie McMullen, who I'm still... I will break him one day. I will bend him over and break him. That came out dirtier than I meant.
The broken bottle of society is already firmly shoved up my spirit's ass.
Well, speaking of shoving things up your ass, you could also go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code WHAT.
Then you I gave you that segue, Josh. That was a gift.
And I took it. But you'll also get a free gift.
Took it hard in the ass.
You'll get a free gift if you go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code WHAT, as well as 6 free DVDs, a gift for him, a gift for her, and free U.S. shipping, as well as the mystery gift, which is probably different than the one Charlie just gave me. AdamandEve.com, promo code WHAT. Spread it around the internet. Make it like the Charlie McMullen herpy kind of thing.
They were herpes.
Spread it like a disease.
Now they're herpes.
Now, I actually kind of debated on what...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
...should be. I was toying between two things, but I decided we're going to go with Cards Against Humanity. Now... This is a card game that Kat informs me is a card game for totally horrible people, so she couldn't believe I didn't know what it was. Kind of a backhanded compliment. Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
But what they did for Black Friday was they took all of their products offline and they sold you a case of bullshit for $6. Literally bullshit. I'm going to read their ad. Bullshit. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime offer today only. Literal feces from an actual bull. Looks, smells, and tastes like shit because it is. Hand-packed inside a custom bullshit box. Fertilize your garden, adorn a festive tree, or surprise a loved one with the gift of poop. And people obviously thought, with what this game was, that this was some kind of just a gag and whatnot. Quoting some of the Twitter questions. If you buy the poop expecting it to be something else, that it's not poop, you're actually buying a valuable life lesson for $6. A customer says, maybe the cards will be hidden inside the poop. Even though it's sterilized, you still have to wipe the poop off the cards. Cards Against Humanity. Nope. And they even have a dumb questionnaire on their website. Are you selling any of your normal products today? No. Is it actually poop? Yes. Is it also something that's not poop? No. Can you return it when I realize that it's actually just poop? No. Is the poop dangerous? No, the poop is sterilized. Is it legal to mail poop? Only one way to be sure. Why is the poop only $6? Through the magic of incredible Black Friday super savings.
Nice.
They sold out of all the poop in a record time. What does this say about either them trolling or people unwilling to accept the fact that they might actually be buying bullshit online when it's clearly labeled bullshit and you're told it's actual bullshit?
I think it says a lot about the Cards Against Humanity purchasers, because it's a lot of disenchanted youth who buy this game and play this game. And I think they believe that they're not going to get feces because they think that they're just they're being trolled.
They are being trolled. That part is fair.
You know, I think they think that Cards Against Humanity is not that evil and they should know better. They've played the game.
Well, first, I would like to call briefly back to Kat's response. She used the word disenchanted and it has captured my imagination. That is such a descriptive term. Like, are you enchanted? Not anymore.
Did it tear you asunder, like the racist from last week?
The oddly articulate racist. That sounds like a Saturday Night Live character. As far as this is concerned, though, I think it's a symbiotic relationship. I think if they did this and nobody bought any and they were stuck with a big, gigantic room full of feces and boxes, they would never do that again. But they fucking sold out because people are dumb enough to fall for it.
Oh, it gets even worse, though.
You cannot have one without the other. As long as there are gullible assholes, there will always be less gullible assholes willing to make fun of them.
But also the fact that this is not the first time that Cards Against Humanity has trolled their customers. Last year on Black Friday, they rose the price by $5. They still sold out. It's like their customers don't get that they're being trolled 2 years in a row now. What were you expecting? I mean, okay, we always talk about false advertising. They're giving you exactly what they advertised. I applaud them for this.
I really think they attract a special breed. And one of the great things
special
about
quotes.
Yes. One of the cool things about Cards Against Humanity is that they've never really been a hugely for-profit venture. I mean, like, I don't know what it is anymore, but it was just like a bunch of guys obviously got this together and they printed out some cards and they don't care about money. They really don't, because you can download their cards for free and print them out on your own. They kind of just did this game to have fun and to let other people enjoy the fun. That's why that they don't care that somebody else went ahead and made an online game version of it. They don't care. And so they've never really been about the money. So for them to just, you know, go, hey, you know what? We don't think you should be spending money on Black Friday, so we're going to jack up our prices by $5. And I think people sort of go, this is a group that I would be willing to spend $5 more on, so I'm going to.
Do you think it's almost like a tip.
But also, isn't it like some kind of giant meta statement against Black Friday, Dawn of the Dead, anti-consumerism style?
I think people like the company enough to support them no matter what. Like, they're curious to see what the company is willing to do. And so, needless to say, I have several friends who purchased bullshit, and I fully expect them to get a box of poop.
It's sterilized poop, which I find two words that don't quite go together, but okay.
it's oddly, I don't even know. I don't even know, because it's still poop.
they claim it's from an actual bull, too. I'm just wondering how they acquired all of this and the sterilization process, but maybe I'm overthinking this.
Yeah, I wondered that myself for a minute, but then I just said no.
I'd rather not know.
There's no bottom to this rabbit hole. I'm just going to bail now. it's a shame that they're not in it for the money, though, because they just said, hey, pay $5 more, and everybody did, and now they just sold fecal matter for $6 a pop. They are financial wizards.
Imagine what they could do if they were motivated. Like,
good God,
can you guys see 10 years from now somebody trying to resell this on eBay, like an old comic book or a vintage game? Hey man, I got one of them 2014 packages of poop.
I've got a vintage 2014 bullshit.
Okay, so the box of bull feces is going to be the pet rock of the new millennium, and this website, especially if they were trying to generate controversy, I think they're like the springtime for Hitler of online shopping.
They are! That's the most perfect thing. Well, where did we go right? Where did we go right?
Let's swing this to a different type of insanity. Now, you guys remember Creed. Really popular back in the early 2000s with their sappy radio hits that make you want to commit suicide while driving.
I mean, Sarah McLachlan, but yes.
I'm a karaoke DJ, man. Creed haunts my nightmares.
Scott Stapp, the singer of Creed, is flat broke, living in a hotel. He just got divorced. The day before we're recording this, he just got institutionalized against his will for ranting about how ISIS is going to destroy his son's school while totally high and accosting people on the highway. He also believes that all of his problems are caused by Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. That Barack Obama, because he criticized him in an interview a few years ago, quote, I believe the IRS situation is definitely a result of me expressing my dissatisfaction with President Obama, absolutely 100%. He is now also claiming it's Obama's fault he's in the mental institution. At what point do you just need to take personal responsibility and say that the audience did not accept you with arms wide open?
Probably a long time ago. I hate that song, by the way.
So do I. I can't stand this. So oh, my God. It's so insipid.
He's crazy. I mean, wow. I get wanting to blame other people for your own problems, because that is way, way easier than taking responsibility. But still, I mean, if you didn't want to be institutionalized, you probably shouldn't talk like a crazy person.
Apparently he called his child's school and left a long, they said, long rambling message about how they needed to be prepared for the ISIS attack that's going to happen at this school, as well as to prepare against Obama.
Shit, man. I would be worried about this guy coming in and bombing someplace, because crazy.
All right, Charlie, since you do karaoke, what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, well, a couple of things. First of all, now I guess technically he's in someone else's prison. Also, if I had even a tenth of the power that President Obama has, I would fuck with Scott Stapp just for shits and giggles. The third thing, if he thinks he has knowledge of an ISIS attack and he thinks he has the knowledge of, like, President Obama launching some sort of attack against the school, why is the first person he's calling an elementary school principal? They don't really have a lot of power. There's nothing they can do with that. They can't, maybe the superintendent, but they can't afford it beyond that.
I just think this is I think he is a great cautionary tale. Because you guys remember when those songs were out, this was the biggest guy in the world. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing these songs earworming their way like a fucking Night Gallery episode into your brain.
I disagree. I disagree to a certain extent. I think at the time, late 90s, when Creed first appeared, there were a lot of people that knew right from the beginning they sucked. I mean, there were a period where, like, a lot of people were into him, but I wouldn't say he was the biggest dude in the world. There was still a healthy cross-section that is like, no, fuck this forever.
My point was that he had more money than God at one point. At one point, he was one of the richest rock stars in the world. I'm not kidding that his album sold that much. And he's blaming all of this on not paying taxes for 9 years. That's why he lost all of his money. I've never understood how people can be this big and this rich and then broke. Like right now, Burt Reynolds is broke. Burt Reynolds is selling off all of his memorabilia from all of his old movies because Burt Reynolds is broke. How in the fuck is Burt Reynolds broke?
You know, when you just have to have that third house in Maui and 18 cars is not enough. And shit, you don't want to pay taxes on all of that. That's ridiculous. You're rich. You shouldn't have to pay for things.
Kat, this is Burt Reynolds we're talking about. You will not besmirch that man.
I'm just saying, lots of celebrities go broke for that reason. They spend more than
Nicolas
they
Cage.
Have. Nicolas Cage. Well, you know, like, he can just go steal the Declaration of Independence or something.
Well, I think the reason that the rest of the celebrities go broke in the world is drugs. I think maybe the bandit became too smoky.
Ooh, oh, wow. That was good. That was good. I approve.
Yeah, how about, not a pun, but a comic strip that's nice and racist? Now, the Indianapolis Star, right after Obama signed his executive order on immigration, had a cartoon for Thanksgiving. It showed a white, middle-class family sitting down for Thanksgiving and a bunch of Mexicans climbing in through their window. Due to an immigration executive order, we'll be having extra guests this Thanksgiving. And it got called what it was. Totally fucking racist. So they had to change the cartoon, and they changed it to... They took out some of the Mexicans and they had it white people climbing in through the window. Is that better?
Well, that depends, because if the people eating the dinner are Native Americans, then hey, now you've got a little more truth. But no, like, what the fuck? Who thought that that was going to be okay?
It wasn't even a funny comic in the first racist place.
Well, I think adding a few white people is just... I mean, pretty much just adding, you know, some of them might be Canadian.
Fucking Canadians. They're the biggest problem in America. Taking all of our fucking jobs, pronouncing those O's long. Jesus.
Being fucking polite and shit.
Fuck that polite shit. I will not deal with that. I'm a fucking American.
I fault the comic strip for being xenophobic and racist, but more than that, I fault it for not being funny.
Why would you think you could get away with that? It was clearly racist. The paper's kind of like this, we're sorry we offended anyone. No, you're not. You knew this was racist and you printed it anyway.
It's another classic that we talk about on here a lot of, who thought that this was going to be okay and why didn't somebody vet this first? How many eyes looked over this comic book and said, you know what, this is okay to publish. This will have no repercussions whatsoever.
Well, let's switch to one more not as racist thing. Maryland, the Maryland City Council elected Jessica Fitzwater to the Frederick City Council in Maryland, and she took the correct stand. She will not be swearing in on a Bible. Fitzwater, she's Jewish, she is not interested in replacing it with anything, because they said, would you rather have a Torah since you're Jewish? I think it's more appropriate to swear my oath on something that I will be upholding. I'm not upholding the teachings of the Bible, I'm upholding the Charter of the Constitution.
Yeah, Maryland. Yeah, Fitzwater. And do you represent?
And of course, she's getting crap for now defaming the Bible, because of course.
Probably not getting that much crap out of Maryland, because...
It's Maryland?
Because it's Maryland.
But what do you think about this? Even though she's a low-level politician, but an actual politician that's like, I'm not here, you know, I'm Jewish, but I'm not here to push my Judaism on people. I'm here to uphold the Constitution of Maryland. What do you think about a politician actually taking this stand who is a religious person?
I think that's beautiful. I really think that there would be so many problems solved in this country if more people were like that.
I think she's doing the right thing. I wish more like lawmakers and people that work in the justice system would have more of a stance like that. I don't know. Like, I would have been pissed if it was just someone who's like, I am an atheist and I reserve the right to do this, so now everything has to be different. Because we had something kind of like that on an earlier episode. And I remember that pissing me off. But this is not pissing me off. Like, the world needs more religious people like her. Because she's taking the job very seriously. Her faith, whether she swears on a Bible or a Torah or whatever, has nothing to do with what she needs in order to uphold the law. She needs to look to the Constitution. That's what she should be swearing on. If you have to swear on something, it should at least be apropos to the job, you know?
Now, if we could just get Congress to stand up like this and not a low-level Maryland City Council member.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen, but pretending is fun.
Yeah, pretending is fun.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to pretend that Ferguson didn't happen. No, no, we're actually not. We're going to talk about all this bullshit. Yes.
Christmas came early to me, folks. Hi, I'm Hart D. Fisher. You are now in the middle of a heart attack moment, and man, I'm so happy, Josh. Right before you called, I renewed our agreement with the guys at Saturday Fright Special. We are going to get 60 new episodes, a Saturday Fright Special for American Horrors. The Mission Terror premiere on American Horrors went very well. I'm happy. I've got a lot of great shit going on. Yet at the same time, I'm dealing with some other crazy shit I can't talk about on the radio. Nuts, man. Like right now, we've had all this rain here in LA, and my fireplace is an ancient Riverstone fireplace. It's like a couple of tons. And so this thing is slowly pulling the wall of my house out. And now with the rains, all of the mortar and it has just been disintegrating. So yesterday during the rain, I'm hearing like chunks fall out of the mortar holding together the fireplace. How's that for a nice, happy, rainy night? So, and I want to congratulate one of the listeners out there. I want to congratulate John Asher. John Asher did a presentation for his ethics class about the removal of vehicle lanes against the wishes of the population of Highland Park. And he actually played the YouTube video that I created about this issue that's up at the, it's at youtube.com/crimepaysheart. And it's called the Alternative... it's called Alternative Bike Route Presentation, and it's the real beauty where the City Hall council members go to the people, and they go, we have a master plan, you don't get to vote. Well, that ain't the America I grew up in. And Josh, have you seen this crazy shit about the Keystone Pipeline and how they want to use eminent domain all the way through it and take people's property away from them over this fucking pipeline?
The most disturbing aspect of that is all of these same people who want to use eminent domain for the Keystone Pipeline, who are on the payroll of the Keystone Pipeline, all of these same people. John Stewart did a brilliant finding all of the footage going back to the 90s of all these people talking about how eminent domain is against the American people and eminent domain should never be used and eminent domain is evil. Now, when they're getting paid, you know what? Eminent domain is going to take your house because I get millions of dollars.
And here's the
thing. Isn't it funny how hypocrites get caught?
And it's not even for the public good. The idea of eminent domain was it was supposed to be used for public works projects like a highway or something that's going to service the needs of the public. And now we have them rejiggering the law so that they could use this for private business. That's pretty crazy when a private business can decide that your property that you own, well, guess what, guys? We need it. We're going to get our government cronies to do eminent domain on your ass. And hell, we're not even going to pay you what it's worth. Because you know when they do eminent domain, they're not going to pay these guys what their property is worth. They're just going
to
take it from
them.
That's right. That's right. It's kind of sickening. And on that note, I want to give a shout out to one of the activists that we talked about on the air about, actually with the Mike Smith episode. Demetrius Cooper was put back in jail a week ago for, quote, violating his probation. Well, what did he do to violate that probation? He was photographing a police station parking lot. A public parking lot and a public building. He's part of Film the Police, and he was filming the Beaverton police, and these are the guys that pinned him down and maced him in the face. And this isn't just a dude who's just, they're just a black kid who is sitting there with his laptop and he's videotaping the police department parking lot. He came back and he did several nights. And then they grabbed him and they arrested him for trespassing on public property. How the fuck does that happen? And they maced the poor guy. They got him pinned on the ground and they maced him in the face. What is wrong with you fucking people in Beaverton? Well, guess what, guys? You can express how you feel to the chief of police, Jeff Spaulding, over at the Beaverton Police Department. You give them a call. Give those guys a call and let them know how you feel. Area code 503, phone number 526-2264. Ask for Chief of Police Jeff Spaulding. Or how about this? You could talk to the mayor. Talk to the Oregon mayor and other members of the Beaverton City Council and demand that they release Demetrius Cooper. You can contact the mayor's office at area code 503-526-2497 and ask for Beaverton Mayor Dennis Doyle. And when you do, talk to these people. Be cool. Rude shit is for punks, all right? Call them up, be civil, be an American citizen, and express yourself without the anger.
Use terms like sir and say thank you. And I've never understood why when people call for activism, a lot of the people who decide, you know what, I'm going to get active, they're like, hey, fuckheads! You go, yeah. You just kind of killed your argument right off the bat. No one's going to listen to you like that. Nobody.
When I worked security at a bar, my job was to keep violence from escalating. And that's supposed to be the job of the police. So if you're going to go and you're going to film the police or you're going to keep an eye on the police, folks, be cool. Stay calm. Don't fuck with these guys. They got a gun on their hip and they got the law on their side. Be careful. Be cool. Watch yourself.
And in New York, they can literally strangle you to death and, you know, nothing will happen.
What's the deal on that, Josh? I don't know what happened in New York. I haven't read anything about that.
Of course, white police officers, black man, who all of this is caught on tape, so none of this is contested. He was, quote, selling untaxed cigarettes. Basically, he'd buy a pack of cigarettes, and if somebody wanted to come up and offer him a 25 cents for a certain cig, then he'd give it to him. But
what the fuck's wrong with that?
Because he is now selling cigarettes without giving money to the state for taxes.
Right. But he already paid the tax when he bought the pack of cigarettes.
But he's selling them at an inflated rate, so they're saying he's making more money. But that's not what the
issue
is. So
they're cracking down on a guy for selling single cigarettes, and he died over a cigarette.
The white police officer asked him to stop. He resists verbally that he's not doing anything wrong. Another white police officer, again, all on tape, walks up behind him, puts him in a chokehold while he's begging for his life, and he claims he's screaming about how he's asthmatic. They strangle him until they deprive his brain of oxygen and it dies. No indictment. He's not resisting one bit other than yelling at them.
Why did they come up from behind and hit him from behind?
They choked him out from behind, and the grand jury said that they didn't see any evidence that the police officers did anything wrong. And after Ferguson, this is another white police officer just brutally killing a black man for looking at him wrong, essentially.
He's yelling at him. You know, that's part of what I'm telling the audience is, remember, guys, even if you're in the right, you're dealing with a person with a fucking gun, a baton, and the law is on their side. So be fucking smart. You got one life to live, people. Be smart. But do you really need to yell and scream at that cop? And I'm not saying it's wrong, but be smart, motherfuckers.
Be
smart.
Something good that comes out of Ferguson, though.
Oh, man. I really do think something will. I think people are waking up to what's happened to our country. There's something really wrong here.
Obama ordered $75 million for police lapel cameras. He's ordering all major police departments to have their officers video monitored at all times
while
on duty.
Don't we see over and over again, oh, the camera wasn't working? Conveniently, whenever there's a crime involving them and it doesn't look well for them, of course the camera doesn't work, when we know by law they have to make sure the camera works before they leave the fucking squad.
It's a step in the right direction that Obama, the president, is saying, you know what? I'm stepping in and saying all cops are going to wear a fucking camera. And of course, the police unions are going crazy. We will stand up against this. This is tyranny. You can't make our cops wear cameras.
It's not tyranny. What the fuck? And you know what, man? We got to give credit to the chief of police in Dallas, because in Dallas, Texas, and everybody knows we rank on Dallas quite a bit. But hey, that guy has released the police shooting information and has released, like, what was it, the last 10 years of their police shooting stuff? So that's a step in the right direction. And I really believe this is an opportunity for all of us as a society to re-examine what we're asking our officers to do. We need to take a hard look at leadership. Everybody gets upset with the boots on the grounds, but I say let's take a hard fucking look at leadership, civilian oversight, the hiring practices, and hey, let's talk about the training they're not getting. They're not getting enough training. They're overworked. And these are things that we have to be real about, and we have to start dealing with them as adults. I'm Hart D. Fisher. You've been listening to Heart Attack. You can contact us on Twitter at Heart Attack Radio. I'm also up there as Hart_Fisher. We're on Facebook.com/Heart Attack Radio. If you guys got a story for us, if you want to get involved, if you want to interview me, or if you want to get deeper into some of these stories, go ahead and contact us, because we've been having a great effect. A lot of people have been working with us. We've really made some penetration. So let's keep it up, man. Let's keep up the good changes. Let's keep working to make our society and our country a better fucking place.
There goes the neighborhood! Going nowhere. We're moving right next door to you. body count, motherfucker. And if those of you that don't like it can suck my motherfucking dick.
So Ferguson is happening. There are riots. The police are clashing with the, at this point, they're looters because they are looting stores for no reason. They've gone past honoring Michael Brown's memory to just being straight out looters. In all honesty, even though I don't live in California, I watched the LA riots happen live on television back in the 90s. This is the same shit. I'm seeing the same crap over and over again. This isn't just about Ferguson anymore. The activism has gone everywhere. It's gotten out of hand. For instance, our old friend Ted Nugent. I love this. I'm going to read Ted Nugent's statement, and then we'll get your comments. Here's the lessons from Ferguson, America. Don't let your kids grow up to be thugs who think they can steal, assault, and attack cops as a way of life, as a badge of black dishonor. Don't preach your racist bullshit, no justice, no peace, as blabbered by Obama's racist czar, Al Not-So-Sharpton, and their black Klansmen. When a cop tells you to get out of the middle of the street, obey him and don't attack him as brainwashed by the gangsta assholes you hang with and look up to. It's that simple unless you have no brains, no soul, no sense of decency whatsoever. And don't claim that black lives matter when you ignore the millions you abort and slaughter each and every day by other blacks. Those of us with a soul do indeed believe black lives matter, as all lives matter. So quit killing with no G, each other off, you fucking idiots. Drive safely. Ted Nugent.
It's funny how he thinks he has a soul and then says stuff like that.
It's funny how he has a career and says stuff like that.
Does he still have a career? Do people still give him a microphone on which to speak?
He just spoke.
Well, I mean, but, like, are people listening? Like, for real?
Got us to talk about him.
What are we, really?
That's very true.
Nuge. What the fuck happened to you, man? What the fuck happened to Ted Nugent? He has fallen so far from the Motor City. Jesus Christ. I mean, okay, in all fairness, this is what Fox News tries to do. In all fairness, this is proof that Ted Nugent is racist. What I would like now is for someone to show me some proof that he's not. Because I think
he said all lives matter, even black ones.
Yeah.
Even black people matter.
Yeah.
That pretty much proves that he's racist. I would like for someone to offer a dissenting opinion because, Jesus Christ. I think Ted Nugent still has a career because, first of all, who the fuck asked him? Who the fuck saw what was happening in Ferguson? Say, you know whose opinion we really need on this? The fucking Nuge.
It's the same thing with the Duck Dynasty people. Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty tweeted out that all the people who are protesting should just stop this and actually try and get jobs. Because that's the way the racists look at this. This is a bunch of black people who are not thankful for what we keep giving them on welfare, and they just want more, more, more.
Jesus.
And the looting is not helping that image, I'll tell you that. When you've got black people burning down stores in black neighborhoods, that's not helping the image at all.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Josh, but Jesus Christ, looting has a purpose. There's reasoning behind looting.
Because you need 50 pairs of Air Jordans, right?
You deserve 50 pairs of Air Jordans. I'll explain that. When you're rioting, when you're looting, you feel like the law has failed you. So what you want to do is show the people responsible, the people that caused this, what it feels like when there is no law that's working for you. I'm not saying they're right.
Black business owners in black neighborhoods. Go and rob the white neighborhoods at least. You know, because then I could see your point a little bit. But when you're robbing your own neighborhood, it's kind of counterproductive, isn't it?
They're taking advantage of the situation.
Well, there's always going to be motherfuckers like that.
Also, if you're pushed to rioting and looting, you're not really in a rational state of mind. You're exploding. The reason why people loot is because people have been told, like minorities, whether they're, you know, black minorities or white minorities, like in the town that I live in, or Asian minorities, whatever. If you are in the minority, you are taught that if you play by the rules, if you go to college, if you get a good job, if you don't break the law, if you do everything that you're supposed to do, then you will get a reward. And when you see that that is not the case, you want to even the fucking score. And in your own mind, you're just exploding. There's no rationality at all. That's what happens. That's why people riot and loot. Now, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying there's reasoning behind it. Looting is not just about greed and avarice. Fucking Black Friday is, but not looting.
Unless you get bullshit.
Especially if you get bullshit.
Well, sticking with Ferguson, you know what? I think we're going to have the showdown of the century soon between Anonymous and the Klan. The Klan and Anonymous have been butting heads for a couple of weeks now. Anonymous just sent out this message this week. To the KKK and the police, be peaceful or you will feel the consequences. To the protesters, do not be afraid. We are here for you and will protect and serve you. We are the law now. So the Klan responded, hunt down Anonymous members and, quote, you'll be strung up next to the chimps, on display for the whole world to see. The Klan is to be feared, not threatened. Turn away or face the consequences. I want this confrontation, don't you?
I really think these are two groups whose mothers need to pull them aside and wag their fingers going, look, girls, you can both wear the pretty dress. You're both very pretty. This is like a dick measuring contest. Be like, yeah, well, we're more threatening than you are. This is fucking ridiculous. This is children at play here.
Not only do I want that confrontation to happen, I want the purge to be a real thing so that it can happen on it.
Okay, I've said it numerous times. I hate Anonymous. I think they're a bunch of idiots. I can't side with the Klan in this because they're wrong too. I guess my money's on Anonymous because they're the less evil of the two. Kind of like voting Democratic. The less evil of the two options.
I can see that.
I just think it's funny that I want a full-blown war between Anonymous and the Klan. I think this is fantastic.
My problem with this situation is that they fight in different ways. Whereas Anonymous will hack all of your personal information, upload it online, and it basically expose you. And that's typically how they fight. They fight over the internet. I really feel like the KKK is more likely to actually string you up. So I
feel
like
true.
This isn't even a battle that can happen because they fight on different playing fields. They'd have to meet somewhere and find a battlefield on which they can both play. And I just don't know that that's going to happen.
Just say this. Maybe I'm just putting this out there wrong. I don't think the Klan is all as technically avowed as Anonymous might be. I don't think the Klan really can beat Anonymous in a media or in a social network kind of war. I don't think they can. Klan is old white guys, not exactly known for their internet prowess, huh?
Yeah. On the other hand, I really wouldn't want to be somebody that meets them in a dark alley. Know what I'm saying?
Very true. A friend of mine was recently beat up by Klan members because he looked somewhat neo-Nazis because he looked somewhat effeminate. So yes, I know how this goes.
I think there is a common ground for the physical confrontation. I suggest Dave and Buster's.
All right, well, let's go to Colorado, Charlie. What were you doing brandishing a banana at officers? Oh, I'm sorry. Nathan Channing was brandishing a banana at two officers who arrested the man because they thought it was a gun.
Since the beginning of last year, there's just been a constant state of paranoia in Colorado. I have no idea what it's connected to.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
I chalk that up to fear on a national scale. It's because of all the racial tension more than usual in the media right now. I think some people are susceptible to it, especially scared law enforcement.
But, seriously, he pointed a banana at them. The man was drunk, of course. Pointed a banana at them. The officers charged him because they, quote, felt that they were in imminent fear. Is every single person who points at a police officer, well, they might have a gun? It was a banana. Shouldn't you verify they have a gun before you tase and beat their ass?
Let me ask this. What were the conditions under which they were brandishing a banana? What was the lighting like? How far apart were they? Was it an environment where, yes, you could absolutely see that it was a big, bright yellow banana? Or was it something in which, oh gosh, here's this shadowy figure pointing something vaguely gun-shaped at me?
That's my point, though. Vaguely gun-shaped. Should you not verify that? The police in Colorado just last year shot a drunk man, watering his lawn at 3 a.m. because the hose nozzle looked like a gun. Everything looks like a gun to an officer. Isn't that a little bit of institutionalized paranoia on law enforcement, that everything could be a gun?
No, I think everything really does look like a gun because this is a fucking gun-obsessed country.
I don't know. I think it's cops being trained to be paranoid, and then that's why they end up doing shit like what happened in Denver. The man in question here, and I'm not going to defend David Nelson Flores at all because he clearly did the crime. He had a sock, just like a sock you wear on your foot, stuffed with heroin. When police came up to him, he decided to swallow the sock. I don't know about you guys. I got a gag reflex. I don't know if I could swallow a sock full of heroin. That's just me. The two police officers tackled him and started beating him amongst the head. All of this is caught on tape, so none of this is in question, because he would not relinquish the sock in his mouth full of drugs. They were beating him so severely that even the police training officer who watched the video said they went excessively overboard. His pregnant girlfriend came up, was screaming at the officers to let him go. She didn't touch them. She didn't try to interfere. One of the officers, again, on camera, knocks this pregnant woman over on her stomach and then arrests her for interfering while they're still punching this man.
Jesus Christ.
Then they see that they're being filmed. One of them turns to the other and says, "Camera." They go and take the guy. It's actually an iPad. They take his iPad from him on camera, delete the video of them deleting the video. And it wasn't until the guy got home where he realized his iPad synced to the cloud, so he had all of this on tape when the cops specifically tried to destroy the evidence of their brutality. The worst part is that the chief of police says to the guy shooting the video, the news offered to show them the video. The police chief said, "We decline." Then they went on camera and said to the man who recorded the video, "We'd like you to come forward to us and not the news. We would have investigated this fairly." Bullshit, you would have! Kat, did you watch the video? This is so blatant and outrageous, isn't it?
I don't even have words for this. This is part of a really horrifying culture that America has sort of bred.
And the cops are lying on every level, and we have they can't deny that they did a single one of these things that they're going, wasn't us.
Like, there's something wrong with this country. And I think it's, even though I think there is a lot of destructive nature of it, it's good that stories like this are coming out. It's good that it's a conversation that we're starting to have more and more.
And it almost didn't come out. If his iPad had not synced to the cloud, there would have been no evidence. It would have all just been eyewitnesses saying, hey, cops did this.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't be able to build a strong enough case against them, and then they don't get indicted.
But the fact that they went and deleted the video, and they actually deleted it off of his iPad, shows that they knew. They went way the fuck overboard, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they knew. We fucked up, and they're in cover-up mode at this point. Charlie, how close is Denver to you? I mean, is this indicative of the Denver PD?
It is not indicative of the Denver PD. Denver is about 2.5 hours away from where I live. I go there periodically to do comedy. By and large, I really like Denver. It's a really nice city.
Don't swallow socks full of heroin, apparently, there, though.
No, at least
you should probably not do that to begin with, just as a disclaimer, children.
Hey, don't you judge me.
That might also be a thing for every other city in the world, though. Just don't swallow socks of heroin. These cops, though, I'm really glad this happened. Because, first of all, I'm glad Microsoft Cloud worked correctly for the first time.
For once, it wasn't somebody hacking Jennifer Lawrence's phone with it.
Yeah, I mean, finally a good thing came from that. I don't usually appreciate, like, all this superfluous technology, but if Americans weren't such a bunch of narcissists so that, you know, the cloud is necessary, this would not have happened. And if this leads to more accountability amongst police, then good. I hope they get fired. I hope everybody knows they get fired, and I hope all the other cops who don't want to be fired knock off the shit.
There's also the fact that attacked his clearly pregnant girlfriend and then arrested her for trying to brace herself from falling on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just, and you can see it all on camera, how the one officer glares at the guy shooting it. He just goes, camera. And the other guy's like, I'll deal with it. You know, that they were just, hey, we got to make sure we're not on film with this. Now, again, Flores is hardly innocent in this, but the cops, I think, are more guilty. Even their own training officer said punching a man who's on the ground 15 times in the head with a baton is not a way to stop him from swallowing goddamn drugs. Even he said these officers, who are both veterans, were clearly not trained properly. Why do I suspect there's more of them on the street than there aren't?
Because it's a pretty sweet gig.
Our last thing about race will be, in Ferguson, Officer Darren Wilson is the man who killed Michael Brown. Whether justifiably or not, that's up for question. He quit this week. He resigned. He stood as a police officer through all of this. Stood as a police officer until he wasn't indicted. Waited until the riots happened and then said he would resign. You realize all of this could have been avoided if he had resigned before the grand jury convened, right?
That really, what kind of difference would that have made?
One of the things Al Sharpton and his cronies were asking for was Derek Wilson's resignation or the police to fire him. And he's like, no, I'm a cop. And the cops are, no, we're standing by him. Now he resigns. Little too late, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, it's not like he could possibly go back to work in this city. His whole family is going to have to move. There's no way that the Wilson family can keep living here. They'll get lynched at some point in time. They will definitely be murdered in this city. Somehow, some way, eventually, they're going to have to move. He can't keep working for the police department here.
Well, we're actually going to be talking about that next week. But for this week, I want to go out on a fun story. We've had a lot of bad this segment. Let's go out on something fun. Did you guys each of you eat a turkey for Thanksgiving this last week?
Not a whole one, but a lot of it.
You ate turkey meat, right?
I did.
Well, a California animal rights group called Direct Action Everywhere, in the middle of a grocery store, the day before Thanksgiving, and they filmed all of this, they brought in a life-size coffin, took a frozen turkey, placed it inside there, and had a funeral for the turkey. The leader of the group was yelling at people, This chicken, he kept calling it. It was clearly a turkey, but he kept calling it a chicken. Had a rich, emotional life, one full of desire and curiosity. Yet its life was cut short because it was born a chicken instead of a human. Again, it was a turkey. And he starts going on. They start chanting, it's alive. It's not food. It's alive. It's not food. It's not food. It's violence. It's not food. It's violence. And then they go on to have a reinterpretation of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, but for animals. Okay, I'm all against animal cruelty. I am a member of the World Wildlife Fund. Why do people like this still exist? These people make PETA look sane. Yeah, I said it.
Well, I'm just now learning that it stands for World Wildlife Fund. When you told me you were in the WWF, I just, you know, I made the assumption. Second of all, fuck these guys. Fuck them. I cannot stand it when people do this. I'm going to use this public forum to draw as much attention to myself as I can, to spout off about my beliefs, shove them onto you, and in doing so, I'm going to waste a turkey that is not going to go to a hungry family.
Chicken.
It tastes the same. It pisses me off, though, because he wanted to shove his fucking beliefs in everybody's face. That is food being wasted in this fucking economy. Fuck this guy.
Tasty, tasty, delicious murder. Clearly, this guy has not seen...
Oh, it's a whole group. It's not just a guy. There was like, he had like 20 people with him. By the way, all white people in their early 20s. I couldn't help but notice that whenever you get nutball activists like this cat, it's always white people in their early 20s, isn't it?
Yeah, white people in their early 20s are, well, mostly white people are usually the only ones with the privilege to bitch about what people eat and don't eat. So what I have gathered from this is that these people have not seen The Lion King to know about the circle of life. These are people who honestly, genuinely don't understand that there is a circle of life, that there will always be predators who eat prey, and we just happen to be exceedingly good at institutionalizing that in a way that benefits us. And meat farms and all this other stuff, that is just the way it is.
I want to find some scientists that can verify that vegetables feel pain and then see what these people do.
Like, seriously, there is no such thing as a free meal. Like, even if you are a fucking vegetarian, that comes from somewhere and you are destroying life in some way. And that is how we continue to exist as a species. Now, if you're for eradicating the human species as we know it, I mean, that's your own thing. And congratulations on tipping the scale on the weirdo factor. But
kale is murder.
Like, the way things are, this is the way our species has been since the dawn of our species. We eat meat. It is what we do. Buzzards got to eat, same as the worms.
Don't kill kale. It's not cool.
You got to spell cool with a K. Kat, where can we find you eating meat?
You can find me eating meat or kale because I do enjoy both. I am an omnivore. You can find me on the social medias, the omnivorous social medias, at Twitter at LabyrinthCat and Facebook.com/NerdistCat. And you can also find me on Thespian Talk on rtgomer.com and on my other show, Nerd to the Third Power, over That Guy with the Glasses under the podcast tab.
I see what you did there. Other, and it's to the third power.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't intentional, but nerds, the other white meat.
What about Charlie? If people want to see you eating a chicken or a turkey or some kind of a former living thing, where could they go?
Well, you could see me eating a lot of things at thesquirtlocker.com. No, I'm kidding. Although I should buy that domain name. That's not bad. At Charlie McMullen on Twitter. I'm on Facebook and geekjuicemedia.com. I'm on there a lot.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com and contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Remember to use the promo code what at adamandeve.com and go and buy a t-shirt, guys, from the website. Have a good night. Don't be racist and don't eat chicken turkeys.
Right up, take my life and fuck it up. What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.